This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares class. Just wanted to mention that at the end of this month, August 25 and August 26, that's Friday and Saturday, there's an expo. It's called the Ozarks Homesteading Expo. And the website is ozarkshomesteading.com. And I'll be speaking at that event in Marshfield, Missouri, maybe an hour and a half or so. I'm scheduled to speak at 2 o'clock on Saturday, the 26th, August 26th. And I'll be teaching you how you can start your own business and a preparedness business if you'd like, any business, and you will save an enormous amount of money. I would think that you would be able to save at least $1,000 a year, most likely much more than that, for every year from now on, by just following a few simple steps. And you can do it all, and I'm going to teach you how to do it. And I'm welcoming any challengers who happen to be CPAs to find any holes in what I might be saying. They will not be able to do that, but they're welcome to try. And so I will be speaking at the Ozarks Homesteading Expo, ozarkshomesteading.com. And if you'd like to stay with us at the farm where I live, my family lives, Natural Farms, LC, Natural Farms, the letter L and then the letter C.com, you can see where we live, you can see where we broadcast from, you can see what the farm looks like, and you're welcome to stay with us at our campground. And campers are gaining in numbers every day. It's really exciting. So exciting that we're going to have a cookout on Friday, August 25th, and Saturday, August 26th, here at the farm, after the expo. So you can stay with us, ride out, drive out to the expo, about 26 miles away or so, and then come back after the expo and sit around the campfire, have dinner with us at the campground. Natural Farms beef, our beef, and we'll be serving that. There'll be an $8 charge for dinner, and you can do that Friday and Saturday night, and we'll be talking about preparedness. So you'll have my attention, my full attention. You can ask me any questions you'd like about preparedness and survival in person at the farm. And the cost to stay at the farm, camping with us, is $26 a night, but I think that a discount is in order, so I have put a blanket, no restrictions discount on camping with us at 20% off. 20% off. So if you'd like to, we'd love to meet you, and you'll meet other campers who are going to be going to the expo and sitting around the campfire. And everybody I've talked to about it is just excited. So, but the problem is my phone line doesn't work. It's been down for about a week, and they are not going to be able to fix it until next Thursday. This is Joe Biden's America. Welcome to the new America, where everything's broken. So we don't have, you can call, and the phone will ring and ring and ring on your end, but it won't ring on our end. I have no dial tone. And the internet is down to the point where I can't even make changes to the website and updates. It's that bad, and I can't fix it until probably next Friday. And that's because we've got expedited technical service coming to the farm. Expedited. It's not at the farm. It's at the central office. I looked at our modem router, and I can see that they've got us throttled down to 0.3 megabits per second. We're paying for 3 megabits per second, which is like the minimum across the country. We've got the worst internet service in the country. And then they've reduced that by 90%. And we don't have a dial tone on our landline. Not only that, we have been unable to make phone calls outbound for the first six months of this year, starting with January 1st, because Joe and Company has demanded that the local telephone companies across the country turn in blocks of telephone numbers so that they can give landline telephone numbers to new cell phone customers. And they took our phone number. And they put it in a pool called DNO, Do Not Originate. So we were unable. We had a phone number. We had a line. We could get a dial tone, but we couldn't make outbound calls. Can you imagine that? Then they finally fixed it after 6 months of me calling and just driving them crazy. So I said, no, you know, if you don't fix it, I'll just call you in a couple of days. I'll put in a new trouble ticket. This went on for 6 months, literally 6 months. And now it's back. Bert's with us. Hey, welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Glad to be here. And, Vince, I got to tell you, I know we don't talk a lot of politics in my class. It's mostly focused science and technology, a little finance and markets. But last night I was watching an interview of the person who's involved in he's the manager of Land and Natural Resources at Maui. And honestly, I couldn't believe what I saw. Vince, I couldn't believe what I saw. This guy was explaining why, when the fires first erupted and farm owners asked for water to fight the fire, he turned them down and gave them a lecture on water equity and said he would have to talk to other farmers in the area and, you know, water is a precious resource. And I couldn't believe it, what I saw. I mean, I was just startled. And, you know, you heard the saying, go woke, go broke. This is no joke, Vince. This was go woke, die. I mean, he literally denied water for the West Maui Land Company, which manages the biggest agricultural properties in Maui. And of course, that water is going to feed probably everybody else. He denied them their water and instead gave them a lecture on water equity. And the next day, after the fires were raging, he said, oh, okay, I'll release the water. Well, Vince, it was too late. In fact, that water would, you know, there was no water pressure because the water would just come out broken pipes. Vince, I mean, it's unbelievable. This guy literally caused the death of we don't know how many people, right? They say over 100. It's probably in the many hundreds. And he denied sending water because of water equity. I thought it was almost a joke, or they were playing something from, you know, years ago where someone was giving a speech on theory or something. No, they asked for water the day before when the fires first started erupting, and they were denied.
Well, unfortunately, the Louisville Slugger baseball bat company, I think they're out of business. Otherwise, I would say there would be a run on baseball bats. There was a town called Athens, Tennessee. And after World War II, the government of Athens did some things that were really harmful to the farmers in Athens, Tennessee. This was right after World War II. And this is when the GIs came back from the war. And they had it. They had absolutely had it with their town government. And there was called the Battle of Athens, Tennessee. And these guys marshaled their forces against the government and just ran out the government. What I don't understand, and I am not calling for violence class. You know, I got calls, hey, a broadcaster called me, you know, before the January 6th demonstration in Washington, way before that, years before that. He said, hey, Vinny, we're going to go to Washington, D.C. We want you to come, and we're going to talk to politicians. We're going to talk to senators and congressmen and women. And you know, we're going to tell them what we think that they should pay attention to. It's going to be great. You want to come with us? I said, absolutely not. I'm not going to Washington, D.C. They've got their own rules, policies. They've got their own government. They've got their own police force. They're a separate state. It's a city-state, like London, Rome. I'm sorry, the Vatican. And so why would I go? Why would I go to Washington, D.C.? I'm not going. I'm not going to Washington no matter what. And for the rest of my life, I have no intention to go to Washington, D.C. Why would I do that? So if you relate that to what's happening, Greg was talking about how fortresses are being built around buildings in Washington because they're afraid. They've done so many harmful things to the United States that the politicians are actually afraid. I'm not saying we should do anything to them. I'm just saying that in the past, people have lost their tempers. I'm not advocating it. I'm just talking about historical fact. People have lost their tempers and come unglued. And I don't understand why. Why this guy is still holding his position for land and management, or land management in Maui. Why is he still there? He's caused countless death and destruction. He mentioned about 100 people. Well, it was... And it was 30, 36. I said it would be a multiple of that. Right after it happened, I said it would be a multiple of that. It's 111 this morning. It was 106 last night. There are over 1,000 people missing. Now, that means they've been incinerated or washed out to sea or buried. Maybe they escaped, but unlikely. They weren't prepared. They really weren't prepared. The fire system wasn't up to snuff. The alarm system wasn't up to snuff. And we heard that that the guy in charge of the alarm didn't sound the alarm, the sirens, because he was afraid that siren was normally sounded when there was a tsunami and people would run the wrong direction. They'd run towards
the house. So what? Well, you know, they were running into the water, then sound the... I agree with you, Bert.
I'm with you on this. But what they could have done, if this guy had maybe a couple brain cells adjacent to each other, they would have said, I'll tell you what, here's what we're going to do. If the siren blasts once and then once again and then again in short blast, that means tsunami. If it's long blast, long blast, long blast, that means fire. If it's alternating long and short blast, that means something else. And they could have had that message on radio and television all the time and text out to cell phones. They could, you know, repeat it like when I lived in California in 1980, when they'd say, hey, if there's an earthquake, you know, here's what you do. They would have that on television all the time.
These people had not enough time to escape their home. It doesn't matter. They would have gotten ready to escape. Doesn't matter which way. I mean, these people had minutes. I don't care, you know. So they think it's a tsunami. It doesn't matter. They're going to get ready to leave their house instead of burnt to death.
I'm with you. I am absolutely with you. The government has failed us. You asked me yesterday privately, what has the government done that they've done right? And I
Attention. Your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Burt's with us in California, Silicon Valley engineer. Bert, I know this hits home for you, and I can tell the anger, the frustration in your voice.
For class, I've said it before, Maui was my go-to vacation spot for, well, pretty much forever, Vince. And, my wife and I had our first big go-away trip there, and we've been going back since, and I got to know the people and, you know, even thought about retiring there. But just FYI for class, you pretty much need a house in the mainland and one in Hawaii if you're going to do that, because it's so different. You get what you call island fever, and you got to come back, you know, every so often. But Vince, it does hit home, and, it burns me up. That's probably the wrong thing to say. But Vince, it's also the electric company who spent millions on clean energy, so-called renewable energy project, and I just read they only spent $245,000 on upgrading the grid for fire protection the last 2 years, and instead devoted millions and millions to add to meet clean so-called clean energy mandates. They're being sued, the electric company, of course.
Yeah, and the reason, class, the reason this really hits home for Bert is he's seen the destruction of fire. He knows of. There's a gal in his, we'll call it his neighborhood, in Los Gatos, California, who is driving a Tesla with a child to a doctor's appointment, and the Tesla crashed into a tree. We don't know why, and mother and child were burned to death. And here we have this massive fire in Hawaii. There were multiple fires in Hawaii, ill-prepared for it. And people, morons, the generally dumb public, thinks that the government is doing a great job. Absolutely an abysmal job. And then if you look, we reported today that Canada's on fire. The Northwest Territory of Canada is on fire. 20,000 people are told to evacuate for the same reason they were told to evacuate or they were evacuating in Maui. But here's what I don't understand. How is it possible that anybody could have less than a half a tank of fuel in their vehicle? How is that possible? What, are you going to get it tomorrow? And so what about tomorrow, which happens to be today in Hawaii? The gas stations are burned. The vehicles are burned. The road is burned. Everything is burned. There's no electricity to run the gas stations, even if they had gasoline. Bert, did you get a chance to see some of the images of the vehicles, that the burned out carcasses of vehicles, cars and trucks that were picked up and just dumped into a lot to move them out of the way? Have you looked at those images?
You know what's funny is some of those pictures, they reminded me of growing up on the East Coast when we used lots of salt and people would keep driving their cars and all there'd be, I don't want to say skin and bones. There was no skin. It was just, you'd see people driving with cars with just, you know, you know what they're probably called, just the structure pieces going through the fenders and nothing, and the body all eaten away from salt. That's kind of what it looked like. There were missing hoods and trunks and in some cases fenders and of course roofs. So it was like looking at skeletons, Vince.
And Bert, I remember being at the university, and we were in this guy's car. Now, I had two friends that were named Jim and James, and I renamed one of them Bert, and he's on the air with me right now. So Bert's real name is Jim, and James. And the other friend that we had in common, his name was James as well. They named him Ed. So Bert and Ed and I were in Ed's car. And Ed came from Pennsylvania. Lots of road salt. And in Pennsylvania, you had to cover up the holes. You couldn't have rust, or you couldn't get your vehicle inspected for roadworthiness. So he had all this kind of duct tape holding his car together and, you know, covering up these massive holes. And we went to a gas station one day, and the gas station attendant was a young guy. And the guy pumping the gas kind of leaned in toward Ed, who was driving his car, Buick Riviera at the time, an old Buick Riviera. He said, "So where'd you get the broom?" And Ed said, "What broom?" And the gas station guy said, "The broom you painted your car with."
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Former President Trump said next week's scheduled news conference in New Jersey, in which he plans to release a report on his so-called election fraud, is no longer happening. On the advice of his lawyers, he will now release that report in formal legal filings. Hurricane Hillary, now a Category 4 storm, churning in the Pacific Ocean southwest of Mexico. At last check, Hillary's wind speeds were clocked at 140 miles an hour. The top Maui emergency management official, who didn't sound warning sirens as wildfires swept across the island, has resigned. He stepped down the day after defending his decision not to activate those sirens. A Chicago community calling on gang members to cease fire between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. People in the Rogers Park area say they are living in the middle of a gang war. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
This can be slight.
When are today's
hot?
When you go to the
season?
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Bert, I just want to let you know that we have about a 2 second delay, just a little bit over 2 seconds right now between me and the network because of the internet being so sporadic. But back to the cars. The images that you saw of those burned-out cars that were in the boneyard, these gray-colored carcasses of cars, is there anything that you noticed about them?
Yeah, yeah. It was skeletons, and a lot of them missing hoods and trunks. And, well, Vince, we know there's a lot of plastic and other than steel being used. But, like I said, it reminded me of, you know, when they used to use heavy salt on the roads and what it would do. So it was, I mean, sort of doesn't matter. The cars are trashed. Maybe they can recycle some of the motor parts, but That's about it, Vince.
You have to wonder if some of those vehicles were electric vehicles and the battery bank got caught on fire, and then it just led to the prolonged burning of everything around those vehicles. You got to wonder about that. That is with electric vehicles and with these hybrids that are electric and gasoline-powered, because they have the lithium-ion battery packs.
Yeah. Vince, part-time instructor and someone we know just sent me an email, and very interesting, Vince. You're going to get a chuckle out of this. So the CEO of Ford Motor Company is Jim Farley, and seems like a nice enough guy, and he's been pushing electric vehicles at Ford for some time. Well, really the government pushing it, but he's been trying to move Ford over to EVs, and it's been a disaster. Ford Motor has lost millions. It's probably going to go into the billions at some point with their EV program. The only thing keeping Ford alive is their gas trucks sell really well. Anyhow, Vince, this article is quite interesting. So CEO of Ford, Jim Farley, decided to do a trip on old Route 66 in a Ford F-150 Lightning EV and just experience for himself what it would be to charge and drive and enjoy the scenic Route 66. And Vince, I've been on Route 66 a few times, and I really enjoy driving on it, especially. Vince, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but it's the fun parts aren't the section that goes through Springfield and your neck of the woods. That's pretty nondescript there. In fact, I think there was a big furniture store built right in the middle of the intersection of Route 66. We actually went in there looking at furniture, but it's really fun road when you get into Arizona, New Mexico. Goes not through, but very close to Grand Canyon. And class, if anybody has a week to, and you want to really have a fun time, set a trip to Route 66. And you can actually, one time what I did is I rented a car and then went one way and then dropped the car off, and it cost a little more when you return it at, you know, the location you didn't rent it from, but, you know, enough that it's worth it. And so anyway, Vince, cut to the chase. He said, "This has been a pretty challenging experience for me, and it was a good reality check to see what customers have been going through." And what we're, and then he says, well, his conclusion is, I think we kind of knew this would happen. We are going to have to improve the charging experience. So Vince, he thought he could just, you know, charge and, you know, have a hamburger and charge and move on. Well, it's hard to find chargers. So it's hard to find open chargers. Now, Ford does have an agreement now with Tesla, so they're able to use the Tesla supercharging stations, and he said that helped. But his trip took longer and didn't go exactly as he expected, because he was having problems charging his truck, Vince. And I don't think you or I are surprised, but he was surprised and called it this was a reality check for me, quote.
Well, here's another example. So, Andy and I went to Ford Aerospace. You're talking about Andy Gibbs. And I went to Ford Aerospace where we were told that the CEO came out for the annual board of directors meeting to Ford Aerospace in California, got out of his limousine and looked at that 90-foot dish antenna, the one that there's only five of them in the world, and he wanted to know how many of them they make a day. Had no clue that it took 90 engineers 9 months to move it from one side of the parking lot to the other side of the parking lot. So this is the kind of mental attitude that that's at the top of Ford Motor Company. And so these guys have no clue. And Route 66, class, if you want to know what it is, I live about 20-something miles from Route 66. And Route 66 is just two lanes. In many parts of the country, two lanes one going each way. So it's just like a country road. So if this guy thought, the CEO of Ford, thought that he was going to be able to plug in his charger every 100 miles, here's what he literally would have to do. He would have to look for some business that has a Coke or a Pepsi machine running outside a business, whether it be a haircutting business or whether it be a mom-and-pop grocery store. It had to be some business that had a Coke machine running so he could unplug the Coke machine and plug in his slow charger in the receptacle that's powering the Coke machine to charge his car. That's what he would have to do along Route 66. Or he'd have to stop at somebody's farmhouse and say, y'all have one of those orange extension cords, maybe a couple hundred feet, and maybe could I plug my, get an outlet that I could plug this charger into,
yeah,
you know, 120 volt outlet.
Vince, that would be level one, and level one takes about a day to charge a Ford F-150.
Well, that's good. And you know, seriously, Bert, these guys do not do their due diligence. They do not understand what in the heck their companies do. I don't know what they do, but they should be ashamed of themselves. And I met Gerald Ford when he was after he left the White House. And I was in his company along with four other guys, or five of us. And we were showing him this data center that we built, a banking data center. And he spent like a half hour with us, roughly. And when we were all done, he only asked one question. We said, Mr. President, do you have any questions? He wanted to know what the difference between hardware and software was. We were talking just basic computing technology, the very basics. We kept it low level for him. And he didn't even understand that. He didn't understand a single thing we said. And he wanted to know what the difference between hardware and software was.
Yeah.
So that's two Fords that don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Running the show.
I will give him credit to, have the guts to go out there and spend
Bert, whoa. Bert, give him credit. Bert, he should have said, y'all, wait a minute. Y'all want to build an electric truck? That's stupid. I'll tell you what. Before we commit to it, you build me a go-kart. You know, small-scale electric F-150. You know, that go-kart size. And I want to ride it around and I want to see. So before we build a real one, before we spend the time modeling in clay what this thing's going to look like, before we spend any engineering time whatsoever, you all over there at the machine shop, build me a go-kart, and I want to ride around the Ford track and see what I think of it. It's to scale, the same power ratio, the same motor ratio, all that stuff that you want to have in this big truck, I want to see.
Yeah.
I'll bet you he didn't do that.
No. I think there's something a lot of people, this may be a little technical, but people don't realize, well, it's not technical, people don't realize that the fast charging is very damaging to the batteries. So when you, it's pretty much true with any kind of batteries, but it's especially true with the lithium ion batteries that we're putting in EVs now. So they're all saying, oh, the fast charging, man, that's the solution that's going to make all this work. But Vince, it shortens the life of the batteries, so, what good is it if your batteries only last, instead of 10 years, they last 5 years, or instead of 6 years, they last 3 years? Well, that's not very good. And they say, well, you know, don't use fast charging every day. Just, you know, use it when you're out on the road on a road trip. But it doesn't matter. We don't know how to recycle these batteries, and they cost a fortune. And, Vince, they weigh tons, literally. So you have to put in more power, put in bigger batteries just to propel bigger batteries. So anyway, but I
hey Bert, okay. So here's one other point. Let's go to Hawaii, class. I want you to think about this. This is a rhetorical question. Is it possible? Is it possible that electric cars showed up in Hawaii, and people said this is the greatest thing? We don't have to go to the gas station anymore. So is it possible that people were charging their electric vehicles with the grid that couldn't support what it was supporting already? And the overhead wires actually, class, those overhead wires don't have insulation. Take a look at them. You'll see that they're bare wire. The reason is that insulation would burn off them. They get that hot. The wires in free air are in free air so that they can be cooled by the air around the high voltage wires that run on power pole to power pole to power pole, whether they be a metal power pole or a wooden power pole. Those wires get hot, real hot. And my question is it possible? Of course, the answer is yes. Is it possible that electric vehicles overloaded the system, got the wires so hot that the wires started the fires? Is it possible? Of course it is. Is it possible that the wires got so hot that the wires broke? Of course. Is it possible that the wires got so hot that they stretched and hit each other, like two of the 240-volt lines hitting each other and arcing and causing a fire? Of course. All of that's possible. I'm not saying that's exactly the cause, and we'll probably never know the cause, but is it possible? Of course it is. So guys like Elon Musk with this ridiculous technology, these electric cars, are causing problems all over the planet. Back to, I don't know who said it, but somebody said, I think I heard it, somebody said he's the most dangerous person on the planet. By the way, Bert, did you read that article about this this self-driving vehicle in San Francisco drove into a road repair area where they're pouring concrete to fix the road, and this self-driving taxi drove right into this wet concrete was supposed to be the new repair for the road?
Yeah, I saw the picture. I don't know. I didn't see the after picture to see if they got it out in time. But very funny, Vince. And the other thing, there's a little bit of pranks going on. Some of the people who don't like these self-driving electric cars are putting traffic cones up to sabotage the navigation of the Waymo and the other self-driving cars. And it's causing traffic jams, but I guess that's what they're trying to do because they don't like them, and it's funny how just placing some strategically located traffic cones that block some of the navigation capability has been causing problems.
Yeah, when they start expanding the use of duct tape and masking tape and spray paint and covering the lens of the camera that disables.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
All right, you know, I've heard the emotion in your voice many times on the phone when you talk about these people who bought electric vehicles and set their other cars on fire. You know, like when they're charging a golf cart in your little neighborhood right there. I mean, Los Gatos is not a really big town. It has a lot of people, but it, geographically, it's not that big. And it's really sad. The deaths, the fires, the... And I have to believe that a lot of this is from overtaxing the electric grid. We're using more electricity than ever before, even though we were supposed to be using, moving to a paperless society. We're using more paper, we're using more electricity than ever before. And the answer, of course, is let's use less. But instead, greedy, stupid, the generally dumb public are using more and more and more. And more devices, more conveniences. It's killing us.
Yeah, and
big tech is going to kill us all.
Yeah, and I touched on it, Vince, but it looks like Hawaii Electric Company did not spend the money they were supposed to on upgrading the electric grid for safety. Originally, they were going to spend money to bury power lines and improve the safety of some of those transmission lines you mentioned that are live and they can, you know, in the wind arc and cause fires, and we know they cause fires and probably how these fires started. And instead, they diverted the money that they had to invest into building more so-called sustainable energy sources. So they, you know, anyone who's gone to Hawaii knows every time you go back, there's more windmills and more solar panels. And, you know, windmills are great to add to your power grid and, you know, in some cases not so great, Vince, when they kill birds and wildlife. But, you know, throwing a little bit of that into the mix is good, and we do need to learn to live sustainably. But we have to face reality of what's the most important things to do and prioritize. And the most important thing for Hawaii Electric to have done was to improve their aging electric grid, which is becoming very old, and, you know, nothing lasts forever. Out here in California, we've learned this. The The transmission lines don't last. The transformers don't last. And, Vince, we've mentioned this before. We're going into a solar peak. If we get hit with a solar storm that hurts the electric grid, we could, you know, we could have some serious problems. So, you know, how do you mitigate that? Well, you can't prevent problems from happening, but you can make them less likely. So you can bury some of the high voltage lines. You can have a supply of transformers available so that if something does hit and it starts zapping out the power transformers, you have a supply you can quickly ship to where they're needed. You can give advance warning of when a storm's coming, because we do know that it takes 1 to 3 days for that storm to arrive. And then, class, we've talked often, I know I'm repeating myself, but put a panel surge protector in your electric panel. Use power strips that have surge protectors. And if you really do get a warning and you're worried that your power could be going out, even instantaneously, like flashing on and off, those surges that occur when the power's abruptly cut and then put back on, those surges can wipe out your refrigerator, your computer, your, well, I hate to say this, Vince, your EV car charger. That happened to me. And so lots of things can be damaged from those surges. So, you know, it sounds a little severe, but if you know something's going to be happening, it might, you know, it's probably worth the chance to just cut the power in your house and not have to deal with those surges, and then, you know, wait for the all clear and turn it back on. I mean, that's for every homeowner to decide for themselves, but at least put a panel surge protector in. We've talked about it. We've even given part numbers out, Vince. There's two major type of breakers, although there's, you know, sub-varieties of those. So, you know, definitely look up your panel type when you order one from Amazon or Lowe's or wherever you want to get it. That's the easiest thing you can do for $100 or less. Put in a full panel surge protector. Now, that wouldn't have helped anyone in Hawaii. They needed warning to just grab their belongings and get out. And so sad that, you know, that they're finding bodies where they're huddled together in a bedroom or a hallway, and they basically, well, they burnt to death, Vince, so it's just I mean, I hate to say it, Vince, but a lot of the policies that the government has been instilling are directly responsible for, I don't want to say causing, well, possibly causing, but definitely increasing the tragedy because of missteps by government.
I'll say causing it. And Bert, I know that you have a Bachelor of Science from an East Coast university. I know you have an MBA from a West Coast university. I believe you have earned a PhD from Knox University in California, like electric vehicles, and how some of this technology is killing us.
How about 5 minute university?
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.